Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn and Jennifer Frampton with the South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency join us on today's program to discuss numerous opportunities coming up in the month of April for Pella residents to dispose of excess or hazardous waste.
Well, Jennifer, coming up in the city of Pella here, your agency is partnering with the city for a couple of events aimed at helping folks dispose of things they normally can't dispose of. And we'll start at the beginning of the month with household hazardous waste. And this is a topic that many people are curious about. And a lot of people have chemicals that can or cannot be accepted during their regular trash cycle. So what are some of the things coming up at this hazardous waste that A, people can drop off, but B, people can learn more about as the event unfolds?
Certainly. Well, our event is April 1st. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon, and we are accepting chemicals, oil paint, used oil, basically any type of cleaner or chemical that you are not to put in your solid waste trash can.
How can folks learn about those?
Certainly. There is a flyer on the City of Pella website as well as on the CISWA website if you log on to www.ciswa.org. You'll find a list.
And what is the importance of keeping these things out of the regular trash cycle? Why are they so dangerous for those that are handling trash or for the environment?
Household hazardous materials contain many different chemical types that are found in industrial and commercial hazardous waste. It's just that they're in smaller quantities. So when you collect all of those items together in a collection vehicle or at the landfill, they can become just as dangerous. So it's important that we don't dispose of them in the landfill in order to protect health, worker safety, and the environment.
That's coming up on April 1st. And the following week, Jeanette, with the City of Pella, is an opportunity for folks as we start getting warmer weather. It's time to clean out some things. And the City of Pella will have their spring cleaning coming up that first full week of April. What are some of the details about that?
So the spring cleanup week is for Pella residential trash customers. And like you said, it is the first week of April. So it's April 3rd through the 7th. And these are for bulky items that wouldn't normally fit into your regular garbage tote. Pickup will be on your regular garbage day, so you need to make sure you have your items out by 7 a.m. on your normal pickup day.
We're talking about cleaning. We're talking about Earth Month. There's a lot of things going on here in the city. There's also an e-cycling event beyond hazardous materials. It is for old electronics and things of that nature. What is this Earth Day e-cycling event all about, and what are some of the details that City of Pella people may be interested in?
So on Saturday, April 29th, we will be holding the 13th annual Earth Day e-cycling event. So this is our 13th year that we have partnered with some local organizations and companies to make this happen. And we will accept things like computer monitors, PCs, television, printers, old video game systems. Again, there's a flyer out there on the city website that lists some of these items. The one difference we have for our event this year is over the years, things have gotten a little bit more expensive to recycle. So there will be a charge for the older CRT monitor and type TVs. These are the ones that have the big backs on them, that they have leaded glass. So what we're doing this year is that, and this is per vehicle, we will take two at no cost. But if you have more than two, the third one will cost $10. So again, there's no charge for the flat screen TVs. There's no charge for flat screen monitors. It's just those older tube type.
And this is not for appliances, though, as I understand it.
Correct. None of the events that are being held in the month of April accept any type of appliances. So you can't put out refrigerators, microwaves, for any of these events. Those are a separate private enterprise to get rid of those.
And then same question I had posed for you about the hazardous material. What is the importance of keeping electronic devices, especially in today's day and age where we're getting more and more and more of them for various reasons? Why is it important to keep those out of the regular trash cycle?
Well, many items in electronics are recyclable, so it just makes sense to keep them out of the landfill. We also have an electronics recycling program at the landfill, and we accept many of those items during our regular landfill hours.
And anything to add just to the importance for our community to participate in all three of these events? It's important to keep our trash, you know, clean out of our houses, but it's also probably to do it in a responsible manner.
Correct. And we also encourage folks that when you're out buying new TVs or new computers, those types of things, look for businesses that offer take-back programs so that you don't have to have those extra things in your house that you later have to figure out how to dispose of.
Once again, that was Jennifer Frampton with the South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency and City of Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.